जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जन जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारि जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रजजन रञ्जन जय ब्रजजन रञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रजजन रञ्जन जय ब्रजजन रञ्जन जय ब्रजजन रञ्जन जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुञ्ज बिहारी यमुनातीरवनचारी जय जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुञ्ज बिहारि जय यमुना तीरवनचारि जय कुञ्ज बिहारि जय राधा माधव 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 जय कुञ्ज बिहारि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीलाभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् इस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Braja Bhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Purushottam Kshetra Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Krishna Bhakti Pradayane Srimati Tulasi Maharani Ki Kaliyuga Pavan Harinama Sankirtan Ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Shri Shri Balaram Jayanti Mahamahotsav Ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Bhagavan Ki Nitai Gaura Premanande All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Jai Krishna Balarama Ki Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Balaram Jayanti Mahamahotsav Ki So I welcome everybody for this evening's Balaram Jayanti festival celebrations. In the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful appearance of Lord Balaram is described. After the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki, Kamsa was driving both of them on a chariot. And suddenly there was an Akashvani which said that the eighth son would be the cause of your destruction. Vasudev just had, at that moment, not even imagined what is going to happen. Because as soon as Kamsa heard that Akashvani, he became fearful for his life. And in the next moment he turned around and with his left hand he held the hair of Devaki. With the right hand he held the sword. and with the arms which had the power of 10,000 elephants, and the naked sword which was sharp like anything, in next moment it was going to come down and cut off Devaki's head. Vasudeva did not have any armies, any weapons. He did not even have time on his favor. In that one moment, Vasudeva had to make a decision. Whether he is going to witness this scene helplessly, or he is going to make an effort. And therefore, at that particular moment, Vasudeva is an embodiment of a true, brave Vaishnava. Because who's brave? The circumstances of this material world will put all of us in various situations of helplessness. And we cannot avoid being helpless. But a Vaishnava who is endowed with the quality of bravery is one who may be helpless but never becomes hopeless. And therefore in that one moment, Vasudeva decided that although Kamsa is inevitably going to attack and kill Devaki, still what is within my control is my ability to try to protect and save Devaki. And so he used that one moment at his disposal to try to convince with all of the effort he had. And somehow he was able to convince Kamsa not to kill Devaki at that moment, with the promise that he is going to hand over the sons as soon as they are born. So the sons were born, one after another, and then as all of us are aware from the 10th canto, the 6 sons were killed. So, when the 6 sons are killed, the Vaishnava Acharyas, they bring up this question, who were these 6 sons of Devaki? Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamma Yam Anantam Prachakshate Garbho Babhuva Devakya Harsha Shoka Vivardhanaha. These 6 sons of Devaki are known as the Shatgarbhas. In the first incarnation, they were the 6 sons of Marichi, and when they were cursed, they became the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu, the sons of Kalanemi. And without the permission of Hiranyakashipu, they went to perform austerities to please Lord Brahma. Brahma appeared and gave them the benediction which they wanted, which was they would not be killed by any of the sages or the yakshas or the gandharvas or the demigods. When Hiranyakashipu came to know about this, Hiranyakashipu became very upset, very angry, and he cursed them that without my permission you went and took blessings of Brahmaji. In fact, they followed the same thing which Hiranyakashipu did. But because they did without his permission, he was very angry and he cursed them that you have asked and requested for protection against all of these categories, but you have failed to mention demons. And therefore, I curse you that your father Kalanemi, who is an asura, in the next life will become Kamsa and become the cause of all of your death. And so these 6 sons, Shadgarbhas, became the sons of Devaki, and all of them were killed one by one by Kamsa. Iska feedback kam ko. Once these 6 sons were killed, there was a task of purifying the womb of Devaki. And so, the Supreme Lord had to manifest in the form of his own expansion, who is the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, who serves his master Krishna in multiple ways. One kar do isko. And one of the ways in which he serves is by offering to be the bed. So therefore, the reason why Baladev appeared is to offer a bedstead for Krishna within the womb of Devaki. And once that bed was offered in the form of Ananta Shesha, then Baladev was transferred to the womb of Rohini as part of this pastime. And so, the Acharyas are describing that these six sons of Devaki represent the six anarthas of Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsar, and also the Shad Vishay, which is the five tanmatra, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, along with the mind. And so Devaki here represents Bhakta Avatar, the incarnation of Bhakti, and Kamsa represents Bhaya Avatar, the incarnation of fear. And so the Acharyas explain that Krishna will only manifest within the heart of someone who fears material association and aspires for devotional association. And the fundamental principle required for Bhaktilata Beach to grow is asatsangatyag. Amanistarite tomar ih agaman paramodayalu tumi potita paban. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in front of Ramananda Rai, he glorifies him that, my dear Lord, you have appeared simply to deliver us. You are Paramadayalu, supremely merciful, and you are Patita Pavan, deliverer of the fallen. Vedanishtha Madhye Ardheka Vedamukhe Mane Vedanishiddha Papa Kore Dharma Nahi Gone. And he says, the biggest challenge people face is not lack of knowledge. It is not lack of information. It is challenge in application. And therefore, patita means one who knows what is to be done, what is not to be done, but does not have the necessary strength to apply that knowledge. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, while installing the Krishna Balaram deities at Sridham Vrindavan, he asked this question, why are we installing Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan? And he says, Krishna gives the sword of knowledge, but if one is weak, that he cannot lift the sword, he requires strength. And Balaramji represents that strength. He gives us the strength with which to lift that sword of knowledge and ultimately destroy the anarthas within our heart. And so here, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, when a pure devotee fears material association, he becomes uninterested in material enjoyment and his real position of bhakti manifests. A devotee was sharing a room with a Western devotee from Mayapur, from Europe. It was night time, they were about to sleep, and this devotee from Europe told this other devotee, don't use mosquito coil, it will kill the mosquito. Better you use mosquito net. So this devotee was wondering, it's already 9:30 at night, where I'm going to find mosquito net? He said, anyway, it's night, it's too late, maybe tomorrow I'll do. No, you must. You'll kill mosquitoes, it is not good. Killing mosquitoes is not good. And this devotee was thinking from where suddenly this guy manifested. and giving me lecture on, you know, how to be non-violent to mosquitoes. So anyway, he went out, got the mosquito net somehow and put the net, and as he was sleeping, he asked this devotee that, you know, why suddenly you have become so compassionate to mosquitoes? Yes, I understand you must be, but what's your story? And he said, I was actually a soldier in a rebel army during the war in Croatia. And it was my routine to kill a few dozen people every day. One day, I caught hold of one person during this war and put the gun on his head and told him, I'm going to kill you. And that person looked straight in my eye and said, you can't kill me. So he said, I got bewildered. I can't kill you? So I have a gun in my hand, I'm going to pull the trigger, I'm going to kill you. He said, with a smile, you can't kill me. He said, what do you mean you can't kill me? How can't I kill you? He said, I'm eternal. You're eternal? What do you mean? He said, I am not this body. I am a soul. So are you. So he said, this was too bewildering for me. I took him inside the room, closed the door, and said, hey, what are you talking about? What impressed me most was he was fearless. He was not giving this lecture in an AC hall. He was speaking this to a person holding the gun on his head. So then he said, please tell me, what is this you're talking about? And in the next 10 minutes, this person gave him an entire synopsis of the 6-session Gita course. Who am I? What is God? What is karma? Including predicting where this person will go after killing so many people. And then he said that I actually became devotee when he got a Bhagavad Gita from somebody. He read the Bhagavad Gita, he got transformed, and he wants to just share the message of the Gita with others. He is also in the army because that's part of his profession. But Arjuna was also a warrior and he heard the Bhagavad Gita. So this guy got really intrigued. He took him aside and said, okay, I release you. You tell me, where is the latest and nearest location where I can find this knowledge? So he gave him the address. Come here. Because devotee is always ready to preach. So this man left him alone. He went away and then found his latest opportunity to leave from where he was and went into the association of devotees, started attending the programs, became completely transformed. And he joined full time and became one of the best book distributors in Europe. And then he said that here is the power of the Bhagavad Gita, that before I read the Bhagavad Gita, I had no clue about what is the goal of my life and I was willing to do any kind of activity without even thinking about my consequences. But now after studying the Gita and following the Gita and practicing the Gita, just see the power of the Gita, that a person who was willing to kill several people every single day without batting an eyelid is so conscious that he does not even want to kill a mosquito. That's the power of Bhagavad Gita of Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, Prabhupada writes here that when a devotee fears material association and starts associating with the satsanga, what happens? He becomes uninterested in material enjoyment and his real position of bhakti becomes manifest. And that's what is described here, that Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhama Yam Anantam Prachakshate. Balaramji manifests within the heart, within the womb of Rohini now, after being directed by Krishna via Yogamaya. And so it is described here. Why Baladev appears in Devaki's womb first? Anera ki katha Baladeva Mahashay Yarabhava Shuddha Sakhya Vatsalyadimay. Baladev is in the mood of being a servant of Krishna. And so, he simply wants to serve his master, Krishna, in Vatsalya, in Sakhya, in Dasya. Tehu apanak korin dasa bhavana Krishna dasa bhava vina ache kona jana. Although he is in the mood, he is actually an avatar, an expansion of Krishna. His bhava is that of being a dasa. Apanaka koren dasa bhavana. I am a das. I am a servant of Krishna. That's his mood. And Krishna dasa bhava vina nahi ache jana. And he just sees everyone as Krishna's das only. That's his mood. Sahasra vadane jeho shesha sankarshan dasha deha dhari kore krishnira sevan. In this mood, as Anantashesh is holding all the universes just like a mustard seed, with his unlimited mouths, he is glorifying Krishna and revealing to all the souls trapped within those universes about the purpose of the universe is to serve Krishna and please Krishna. And that's the purpose of Harikatha. To reveal to all the souls what's the goal and purpose of their lives. And so, Ananta Shesha, Adi Shesha, with millions of mouths, is glorifying Krishna since time immemorial, and he has not even glorified a fraction of Krishna's glories. And therefore, those who are aspiring to glorify Krishna through Harikatha on this day of Balaram Jayanti must seek shelter of Lord Balaram in the form of Ananta Shesha with his unlimited mouths. He is the original glorifier of Krishna. He is the original speaker of Harikatha. And he has the power to give that potency to anybody who seeks that from him. Bhutair mahat bhir ya ima puro vibhu nirmaya shete yadamushu purusha. Bhungte gunan shodasha shodashatmakam yo alankr shishta bhagavan vacham sime. When Srila Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, out of great compassion, concern, wanting to protect Maharaj Parikshit at that last moment of death, the greatest change which each one of us will experience, that moment which is filled with uncertainty and unlimited pain, he understands that the only thing which can provide that insurance is when one has intense desire to serve Krishna in the midst of prosperity and adversity in every single moment of one's life, going through every change which is a cause of pain. Any change in life is a cause of great pain. And therefore, the changes we go through in life is to prepare us for the unlimited change we are going to experience when the soul will be dragged out of this body against our will when we least expect it. And so, only when one remembers Krishna and continues to pray to Krishna to be a servant, then one can face that particular moment with fortitude successfully. And therefore, Shukadeva Goswami is preparing Maharaj Parikshit for that moment. And as he begins to speak the Harikatha, he realizes that one cannot speak Krishna Katha and one cannot empower others to hear Krishna Katha unless one is empowered by Krishna himself. And that empowerment originally comes from Ananta Shesha, that personality who is glorifying Krishna since time immemorial. Yonta pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayat akhila shakti dharasvadamna anyam sahasta charana shravanatvagadin pranannamo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. Dhruva Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, not educated, not familiar with Sanskrit or Sanskrit grammar, simply by the touch of Lord Vishnu's conchal, starts glorifying Lord Vishnu with prolific poetry. And he says, it is simply the touch of Krishna, Krishna Shakti, which can make this happen. And therefore, to be able to sing is a power. To be able to earn money is a power. To be able to influence people is power. To be able to write is a power. There are various kinds of power which people have, and people are aspiring through the modern education system to gain access to that power. To code in computer language is a power. And so many people are aspiring to do that. But Lord Balaramji is revealing to us that amongst all the different types of powers available in this world, one of the most significant powers is the power to serve. That is also a power. That power exists within every soul naturally, but it needs to be cultivated. And therefore, Lord Balaram is the original carrier of that power to serve. So he is known as the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. And so here he describes Dashadeha Dhari Kore Krishnera Sevan. He serves Krishna in 10 ways. As Krishna's bed, as Krishna's asana, Krishna's cushion, Krishna's chamara, Krishna's shoes, Krishna's fan. He serves as Krishna's umbrella, garments, ornament, and Krishna's sacred thread. And in this way, he serves Krishna in Krishna's Srishti Leela by manifesting as Mahavishnu, as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, as the Antaryami of the Prakriti, as the Antaryami of the Brahmand, as Antaryami within the soul. He manifests within the Vrindavan Leela as Balaram, within Mathura and Dwarka Leela as Moola Sankarshan, and within the Vaikunthas as the Mahasankarshan, the different forms in which Brahmaji, Balaramji manifests. And hence, Balaramji also serves Krishna in the 5 rasas. In the Shanta Rasa, he is the one who creates Goloka Vrindavan. In Dasya Rasa, he serves Krishna many times by massaging him. In Sakya Rasa, he plays with Krishna, wrestles with Krishna. In Vatsala Rasa, he protects Krishna. And in Madhura Rasa, he manifests as Ananga Manjari. So in all the rasas, Baldev is serving Krishna and demonstrating that the supreme most privilege a soul can have is the opportunity to serve. And that opportunity to serve is the most important. And here, Baladevji appears as the Guru Tattva. And as the Guru Tattva, he manifests the power by which we can serve. A harmonium may be there, one must know how to play it. Mridanga must be there, if it is there, one must know how to play that. The microphone is there, one must know how to operate it to get the maximum benefit out of it. Similarly, the paraphernalia in this world may exist, but how to utilize that in the service of Krishna, one needs knowledge. That knowledge on how to use the paraphernalia to serve Krishna and please Krishna is revealed by Balaramji. And therefore, he is the supreme director and deity of the Sandhini Shakti. Sandhini means Krishna Sandhan, the clue on how to find Krishna. The clue to how to find the essence within everything as Krishna. Sambit Shakti is the knowledge potency. And so, Lord Balaram, being the predominating deity of the Sandhini and the Sambit Shakti, when that Sambit Shakti manifests within the heart of a soul in this world, that is known as the Guru Tattva. So anybody who reveals to anyone else about Krishna, he becomes a Guru. Path Pradarshak Guru, Shiksha Guru. We are revealing that this is the way you should follow this process. Right? When Giriraj Maharaj became very serious and joined Srila Prabhupada, his parents brought him to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist took him to a room and started asking him question. What is your problem in life? And he said, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Birth, old age, disease and death. The psychiatrist got bewildered and asked, do you have problem with your family? And then he gave answer from another shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Every question the psychiatrist was asking, he was answering with a Gita shloka. The psychiatrist came out running in half an hour and told the parents, if I stay with your son for half an hour more, I will become Hare Krishna devotee. And then the psychiatrist said, your son is permanently infected. And Srila Prabhupada very much liked that. And Prabhupada, the next day morning class, he said, even the psychiatrist has certified that by the association of the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, one's sanskaras can get transformed. And the process of transforming that sanskara begins by being exposed to a devotee who reveals the initial process. And therefore, the Guru Tattva is basically that which is revealing to us the path on how to connect with Krishna. Prabhu kahe aage kah sunite paaye sukhe apurva amrita nadi bahe tomara mukhe. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes the position of a student and he tells Ramananda Rai, you speak about Krishna, I want to hear more because I have accepted you as my guru in this Shastra. And therefore, for us to get this opportunity to hear from the devotees is going to be the turning point in our Krishna consciousness. In the journey of the soul, this is the turning point. Vayam dhanyatama loke guru pi kshatra bandhava vayam pibamo mohastatta punyam krishna kathamritam. Parikshit Maharaj says, at the beginning of 10th canto, 10th canto means 3.5 days of katha is over. Bhagavatam has how many cantos? 12 cantos. First 9 cantos has 9,000 verses. Last 3 cantos have 9,000 verses. So if you have finished till 9th canto, don't be so happy. Please know that you have finished only half. I was staying at someone's house for the night. Next day morning they told me, can you give Bhagavatam class? I said, okay, give me 6th canto. So they brought the whole Bhagavatam set fully packed in plastic. And they started opening in front of me. I said, when did you buy this set? And they said, we can't remember when our son was in which class, which standard. They started discussing. I said, you never opened it so far? And they said, we were waiting for you only to inaugurate. So the knowledge is there. Parikshit has only 3.5 days. And here is Shukadev Goswami speaking the katha. And here is Takshak coming in 3.5 days to kill him. When there is a prospect of death, it eclipses all other thoughts. So a person who is about to die in 3.5 days is saying, we are the most fortunate. Dhanyatama. So who is dhanya? Fortunate. One who gets the association of devotees, sadhu sangha, is fortunate. Who is more fortunate? One who gets to hear Krishna katha in that association is more fortunate. So then one wonders, then who is most fortunate? One who gets prasad at the end of the katha? Very interesting point. The difference between more fortunate and most fortunate is that one who gets to hear Krishna katha is more fortunate, but one who gets to hear Krishna katha repeatedly is most fortunate. And so Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told his followers, tomorrow we will celebrate the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami Pad. Everybody said, Hari Bol. We'll have a festival. Everyone said, Hari Bol. And he said, and so one of the followers asked, Babaji, how we will follow it? What will be the program? So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, we will begin the day by chanting the holy names in Kirtan. Then we will do Harinam Japa. Then the follower said, then what? Babaji Maharaj said, then we will speak the glories of Srila Sanatan Goswami. Says, Babaji, then what? Then we will chant the holy names. Then what? Then we will sing bhajans. Then what? We will continue Harikatha. So now the follower was becoming impatient. Because you know what he was wanting. At end of the lecture and kirtan, there should be. And then Babaji Maharaj said, and we will fast all day and night. Many of the followers left. Said, only he can celebrate such a festival. So here is Parikshit. 3.5 days, he is fasting. Not only is fasting, he has not slept also. And Takshak is going to come and bite whom? Parikshit. But all the sages are also sitting there. They are also fasting. They have also given up sleep. The sages are not thinking, Are, Takshak is going to kill him. Let him hear. He needs it. We'll take a break. 5th canto was heavy. I need some rest. I'll sleep under that tree, wake me up when 10th canto begins. Everybody is in the same mood of attentive hearing. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, we are the most fortunate. And here, that's what Balaramji is described as, that one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. And Srila Prabhupada says, Bala here does not mean physical strength, but spiritual strength. This was 1964, just an year before Srila Prabhupada went to the West. Prabhupada is sitting with his one or two more godbrothers, and they are having prasadam. And the godbrother says, Swami Maharaj, you are eating with your hands. You are going to America. You should learn how to eat with knife and fork. What is this? You are eating with hands. How will you convince the people in the West if you don't eat with knife and fork? Prabhupada continued eating with hand and said, I am going to America to give them the message of the Bhagavatam and teach them the Vedic Sanatan Dharma and make them forget eating with knife and fork and eat with hand. So when Prabhupada was praying in Shantipur to Advaita Acharya to empower him to go to the West, one of his godbrothers came and he looked at Srila Prabhupada and he said, Swami Maharaj, we heard that you are going to spread the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the West. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not going to the West. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran is going to the West. I am just going with them as their servant. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And so, when Lord Balaramji, he appears in the mood of being a servant, of revealing the glories of his master, Krishna. And as I described before, the original narrator of all the glories of Krishna and one who is repeatedly speaking the Krishna Katha eternally is Balaramji or Anantashesha. Now, after the birth of Balaramji, Krishna is also born, brought from Mathura to Gokul. It is described that for the Kshatriyas, Namkaran has to happen within the first 100 days. And who is keeping track of this? Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is in anxiety. My son, what must be happening with him? I left him in Gokul next to Yashoda Maya and came back. What about his name? His Namkaran should happen. So this is the anxiety which is throbbing within the heart of Vasudevji. And so he decides, let me send Gargacharya. Garga Purohito Rajan Yadu Nam Sumahantapa Vrajam Jagamanandasya Vasudeva Prachodita. So the Raj Purohit, the priest of the royal dynasty, Gargacharya, enters into the sleepy town of Gokul, in the cowherd community. As soon as Nanda Maharaj sees him, he is in bliss and immediately requests him, my dear Gargacharya, you have come here to give your satsanga. The satsanga will only become complete and successful when we receive your blessings through transcendental sound vibration. And the best way you can do that is by please offering names to our two children who are without any names. What a privilege it is to become the guru for Krishna and Balaram. But what is Gargacharya's response? He says, "My dear Nanda Maharaj, thank you for your offer. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's once in a lifetime opportunity for someone to do this. But as sevak, the primary thought process in a sevak's mind should not be that I should do this seva, but who will be the best person to do this seva at this moment? Yadu namahamacharya khyatascha bhubi sarvada sutam maya sanskritam te tammanye devaki sutam." Yes, I am highly qualified in terms of all the rituals. I'm experienced, I'm expert. But just because someone is experienced and expert doesn't mean that he's the best in every situation. Why? Right now, Kamsa is searching. Where are all the children? And he wants to kill them. And wherever he gets a clue of something significant happening around children, he'll take notice. Yaduna maham acharya, I am famous as the acharya of the Yadavas. And when the news goes to Kamsa that the acharya, the guru of the Yadavas, the royal Purohit, was there in Gokul giving name to two children, Kamsa will send his spies to find out. So, me performing this seva of giving the name to these two children is filled with high risk for Krishna, for these two children. Now the names are not suspense. Name has not been given. So when he says that, Nanda Maharaj doesn't agree immediately. And he says, "Alakshitosmin rahasi mamakairapi govraje. Kuru dvijati samskaran swasti vachana purvakam." He says, "No. I want you only to perform this seva of giving the names. Alakshitosmi. As far as Kamsa is concerned, the danger is concerned, I have a solution. The danger is only when it becomes known that you were here. If we do the entire name giving in a very secret way, there is no danger. And I know one place where nobody is there in the day. That is the Goshala. Where the cows have gone for grazing. Nobody is there. And when I take you there, only I will be there. You will be there, Gargacharya. And these two ignorant children will be there. And they never understand anything." Gargacharya agrees to this. And so the verse says, "Evam samprarthito vipra swachikirshitam evatat chakaranamakaranam gudho rahasi balayoho." So the verse is very interesting. "Evam samprarthito." He is again and again begged by Nanda Maharaj. "Please do this seva. Please do this seva. Please do this seva." Not that, "Why can't I do this seva? Who are you to stop me from doing this seva? Prabhu? Don't you know I am Mahaprabhu?" So sometimes we use this term seva and sevak very casually, but do not realize what should be the equation. Right? Sometimes we threaten the person giving seva. So here, evam samprarthito vipra, again and again he is begged, please, please, please. And then the second word says, svachitirshitam, which means Gargacharya also had the desire to do this seva. So to have a particular desire to perform a certain seva is bona fide, is normal, right? All of us may have some desire to do this, to do a particular seva. And then sometimes, you know, people may call us and say, can you do that? And then internally you are in bliss. And then you are waiting for that opportunity. Right? So that's a privilege. Sva chikirshitam evatat, because he got that opportunity, then he gave these names to these two boys. So then specifically with respect to the son of Rohini, he gave four names. First is Rohini Putra. Ayam hi Rohini Putro. Second, Ramayan Suhurdo Gunaihi. The second name given was Rama, one who gives happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Third, Balabhadra, Baladikyad Balam Vidu, who manifests extraordinary physical and spiritual strength. And fourth, Yadunam Aprathak Bhavat Sankarshanam Ushantyapi, one who connects the two families of Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj. So he is known as Sankarshan. So Rohini Putra, Rama, Balabhadra and Sankarshan. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says, this bala is not physical strength, but it is the spiritual strength and the strength to be able to serve Krishna constantly, consistently, committedly. That is the strength which Balaramji represents. And therefore, Shesha here represents the original cause of oration of Krishna Katha. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, within this material world also, there are many people who can give eloquent speeches on material topics. That is a perverted reflection of the power obtained from Ananta Shesha only. And therefore, if one is fortunate and obtains the mercy of Lord Balaram, the anarthas, especially the Hriday Daurbalya, is destroyed. So that is what we are aspiring for today, to get the mercy of Balaramji, to get that spiritual strength, and one gets that through the association of devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Ekaki amar nahi pai bala hare nama sankirtane tome kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deha krishna nama dhane. I am alone and I do not have strength on my own. Only in that satsang, in the association of devotees, I get the strength, I get the power. That is where the strength is, the bala is. And so Kaviraj Goswami says, Morkhani chakshudra moe bishaya lalas বৈষ্ণবাজ্ঞা বলে করে কেতিক সাহস। আই এম ফুলিশ মূর্খ, আই এম ফলন নীচ, আই এম ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট ক্ষুদ্র, আই এম অ্যাটাচড টু সেন্স গ্র্যাটিফিকেশন বিষয় লালস। So someone may say, then why you are writing Chaitanya Charitamrita? If you are so humble, if you are so unqualified, says Vaishnavagya. When the Vaishnava association gives me the order, gives me the instruction, directs me, that gives me the bala. Vaishnavagya bole kore etika sahas. So I am getting the guts to do this because of the Vaishnava Agya. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Charaner Eiba Jara Smriti Siddha Hoye Vanchita Sakal. And I have access to all the Vaishnava Acharyas. By remembering their lotus feet, by expressing gratitude for what they have given us, we access that bala. And the whole purpose of Vaishnava Sangha is to create the appropriate association, the culture, the environment, the ambience, the favorable conditions by which we can connect to that flow of grace. That's why the Sangha exists. Srila Prabhupada was in Kolkata. He took his devotees, and Prabhupada had just launched the life membership program. So these devotees from the West, they were going to Indian homes and they were being fed, because that's normal. You know, normal, if you go to somebody's house, there is exchange of food. And if sadhus go, then they feed more. And if Western sadhus have come, first time they are seeing, so they are giving them like anything. And these Western devotees, they had their stomach full, and they just, when they will bring some item to serve, they would just say, no, no, enough. I don't want. Verbally, they just say, I don't want. But they don't know in India that at some point you have to put your hand in front, pull the plate behind. You know, these are like the unsaid things. They are very humbly thinking that, okay, if I say, I am full, they'll get it. So they say, I am full. He says, okay, take more. So they are getting bewildered. I am saying something, but they are doing the opposite of what I am saying. So it takes time before you understand India and the hospitality especially. So now they have put, so they also heard you should not waste prasad, so they are eating and eating. So after coming back to the temple, one of the devotees holds his hand on the stomach and cries out, Srila Prabhupada, my stomach is paining. Prabhupada said, naturally, because you ate 25 puris. I said, Prabhupada, how do you know that? Prabhupada said, I was counting. Another brahmachari started laughing. Prabhupada said, you don't laugh, you ate 16. And Prabhupada said, when we go to these homes, they will feed us. But the reason we are going there is not just to eat. Because we'll go to 6 or 8 homes in a day. You can't be eating everywhere. But the purpose is to provide that sangha, that connection, that relationship, that hope, that even in the most difficult, helpless situation, I can always find that hope. And therefore, here, Prabhupada mentions, if fortunate one obtains the mercy of Balaram, the anarthas are destroyed, especially Hriday Daurbalyam. So Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes 4 types of anarthas. What are the 4 types of anarthas? First is asat trishna, thirst for the temporary, which is bhukti, enjoyment, mukti, liberation, siddhi, perfection, and fourth is heavenly swarga bhoga. The second after asat trishna is aparadha, nama aparadha, seva aparadha, swarupa aparadha, vaishnava aparadha. Then third is tattva brahma, illusion about tattva, reality, swatattva about soul, paratattva about supreme, sadhya and sadhana tattva, all these brahma. This is known as tattva brahma, virodhi vishaye. The last is hriday daurbalya. So what is the anartha of hriday daurbalya mean? It means first krishnetara vishaye asakti, attachment to things separate from Krishna. That is weakness of heart. Second, kutinati, duplicity, crookedness, fault finding. Third is matsarya, envy, and pratishthasha, desiring puja, labh, pratishtha. Desiring name, fame, and adoration. So therefore, this hriday daurbalya, or weakness of the heart, is especially very, very difficult to overcome, because it influences and affects our intention. Because everything in bhakti begins with intention. Anyabhilashita shunya. When there is purity in intention, then only there will be enthusiasm in one's inspiration to practice bhakti. Then there is spotless integrity. Then there is perfect, impeccable intelligence to make the right choices. And then we have relentless intensity to be able to face the obstacles and move on. And so, about Thakur Haridas, it is described, Nirvikara Haridasa Gambhira Ashay Bolite Lagila Tare Hoya Sadai. In spite of all distractions which Thakur Haridas was subjected to, from external influences, nothing could bewilder him. Nirvikar, there was no vikar. Why? His ashay or intention was gambhir. It was very deep. It was authentic. What was his intention? I am a servant. Meant to please Krishna, meant for his enjoyment. So he was free from the intention that I am an enjoyer. So therefore, absorption in the chanting of the holy names is not a matter of yogic perfection. The absorption in the chanting of the holy names flows just like honey. Automatically, when there is alignment between one's intention, thoughts, and actions. And therefore, hriday daurbalyam is referring to that weakness of the heart, in the heart of a sadhaka. There was this pujari in one of the temples in somewhere outside of India. And after doing this pujari seva for 4 or 5 years, he suddenly thought, I think I've had enough. I'm missing some of my old entertainment which I used to do, which is surfing in the ocean. Out of nowhere, some old habit cropped up, and that thought became obsessive. And he thought, I must go back to that. He left serving the deities, took a surfboard without telling anybody, and went into the ocean to surf, thinking, now I am liberated. And as he was surfing, suddenly a shark came. And he spotted the shark from a distance, and the shark was coming closer to him. And he thought, before I was a Hare Krishna devotee, also I did a lot of surfing. I never saw a shark. After leaving the temple, first thing I see is a shark. Because Krishna also has his way of following up. So he was sending the shark. And as soon as he saw the shark, he started chanting, nursing Arati. Because he had spent enough time in the temple, so he knew in emergency what buttons to press. And then the shark continued to come closer, so he started chanting Hare Krishna. Then he started chanting other verses he knew. He exhausted all his stock. The shark was still coming close. Finally, he folded his hand and said, "My dear Lord, I promise you, if you save me from this shark today, I will go and serve you forever. But just for this day, save me from this shark." As soon as he said that, the shark came near, looked at him, decided to fast that day, did a parikrama and left. And he came running back to the temple. The president said, "I didn't see you since last 2 days. What happened?" He says, No, I didn't see you. Where were you?" He says, "Wherever I was, I am not going anywhere now. I am just going to be at the lotus feet of the Lord serving." So sometimes when you are serving for a few years, we may take it for granted. But we should know, any moment Maya can come and distract us. And that is what is known as the moment of Hriday Durbalyam. So there we need Bala, we need strength. And so Lord Balaram, as the Lord of Sandhini Shakti, he comes to our support and he helps us overcome this Durbalta or weakness within the heart. So on the day of Balaram Jayanti, the Vaishnavas must forcefully declare, "Let all those who offer worship to Balaram get his mercy and become spiritually strong." Samsare rapar hoye bhaktir sagore, ye dubi be se bhajuka nitai chandere. One who is very serious to know how to cross the dreadful ocean of material existence, samsarera parahoi bhaktira sagare. If you want to cross the ocean of material existence and enter into the ocean of bhakti, then ye dubi be se bhajuka nitai chandere. One can only do that by worshipping Lord Nityananda. And therefore, the four prayers we should offer to Balaramji is, first, please shower your mercy upon us. Second, infuse spiritual strength into our hearts. Third, please destroy and completely root out all our anarthas, especially Hriday Daurbalyam. And fourth, thus, please enable us to participate in Krishna Janma Utsav. Therefore, Balaram Jayanti and Balaramji's appearance comes before Krishna Janmashtami, so that we are able to prepare our consciousness accordingly. So therefore, Balaramji's leelas at Gokul begin when Krishna and Balaram are spending time being dragged by the cows and the calves as small children. One of the names of Balaram is Ghasita Ram. And it is when Balaramji is dragged along the mud of Braj by the calves. And Krishna and Balaram are holding on to the calves' tails helplessly. All they have to do is leave. But they are just holding on, being dragged, and the Braj gopis are enjoying this pastime. And so it is described that Anganiya Kumara Lilo, that the gopis are the most fortunate because they are witness to Krishna and Balaram's pastimes for the maximum amount of time, because as children they are spending majority of the time with their mother. And so people come to Krishna consciousness and come to the temple many times expecting peace, shanti, too much of anxiety, shanti, right? Tension about mandir jao. Kyo? Shanti. I was distributing book to somebody in the local train. He said, no, I've got a Bhagavad Gita already. My father has one, grandfather has one. So I gave him some prasad, smiled at him, said, please come to the temple. Then I went to another bogi, he came chasing me. He said, I want Gita from you. I said, you already have two, no? One from father, one. Why you want one? He said, last 6 months, my boss has been chastising me, my wife has been chastising me, my father has been chastising me, all my colleagues are chastising me. You are the first person in 6 months who has smiled at me, therefore I want the Gita from you. I said, if I knew that, I would have laughed and given whole Bhagavatam. So Kali Yuga is a yuga where people are in constant anxiety. One of our devotees always used to be smiling and laughing, very happy person. His boss called him aside and asked him, any problem? So he said, why, sir? You're always smiling. So in Kali Yuga, to remain morose has become normal. So if someone smiles, all the morose people come together and say, Pagal hai. Kyo? Khush hai. He is happy. So he's become abnormal. So therefore, what is Braj? That is beautifully described. Shringyagnidam Sri Asijala Dvija Kantakebhya Krida Parau Atichalau Swasutau Nishedhum. What are Krishna and Balram doing and how they are engaging Yashoda Mai and the other gopis? When Krishna and Balram see the horn of a bull, they become attracted. And both of them discuss, let's go and hold on to that. Looks like an attractive place to hang from. So they run, trying to jump and catch hold of that bull horn, Shringi. So Yashoda and Rohini have to run behind and drag them back. Hey, don't touch that. Dangerous. Then they see the Sigiri and they see the flame. They become attracted. Something very bright. They want to put their hand inside. They rush. Again, Yashoda and Rohini have to pull them out. Agni. Damshtri. They look at the monkey. But what attracts most in the monkey is the teeth of the monkey. They catch hold of the monkey's face and start counting their teeth. And Yashoda and Rohini see that they are in panic. What are they doing? And they pull them. Asi, then there is a sword which is hanging for protection. The beam of the sun rays hit against the sword and there is a big bright reflection. They are attracted. What is that? They want to catch that. It's a sharp edge. Yashoda and Rohini again panic. Jala, there is a pot of water which is kept. Both Krishna and Balaram look at each other. We have to find out what is inside. They open the top and they look inside. And their head is in, feet are above. And Yashoda and Rohini hold them, saying, oh my God, what are they doing? Dvija, they see the birds like vultures and they want to catch them. Kantakebhya, and they are running out into the forest and get their feet blistered. So what are they two described as? Krishna Balarama described by Srila Shukadeva Goswami as Krida Parau. What are they? Krida Parayan. One who are completely dedicated and surrendered to playing day and night. Right? Somebody came and was seeing Krishna art book. And I asked, which photo you like the most? And they pointed to Mahavishnu photo. And said, Mahavishnu photo? Why? सो रहे हैं और काम भी हो रहा है. आई सेड ओनली फॉर हिम इट इज पॉसिबल, नॉट फॉर यू. सो पीपल आर वेटिंग फॉर एन अपॉर्चुनिटी वेयर वी कैन बी कॉन्स्टेंटली बी प्लेइंग. दे आर क्रीड़ा परो अति चलाओ स्वसुतौ निषेध धूम. दे आर ट्राइंग टू स्टॉप देम. गृहयानी कर्तुम अपियत्र न तज्जनन्यौ टू सच एन एक्सटेंड दैट नाइदर यशोदा और रोहिणी आर एबल टू डू एनी ऑफ द हाउस होल्ड एक्टिविटी बिकॉज बाय द टाइम दे स्टार्ट समथिंग दे आर डूइंग समथिंग और द अदर. सो दे आर कॉन्स्टेंटली चेजिंग देम. शेकात आपत अलम मनसो अनवस्थान. सो दिस इज द यू नो एज दे से द पंच लाइन. वट इज द पंच लाइन इन दिस वर्स? शेकात आपतुर अलम मनसो अनवस्थान. द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ रोहिणी एंड यशोदा माई इन गोकुल वॉज, एंड दिस इज श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन बिकॉज श्रील प्रभुपाद पर्सनली ट्रांसलेटेड टिल चैप्टर 13. सो दिस इज इन दैट कैटेगरी. दिस इज प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन वेन ही इज इन हिज लास्ट यू नो डेज. So Prabhupada translates this line as I call it, Prabhupada classic, some of the classic which makes your day. Fully Yashoda and Rohini were fully equipoised. Okay, first word, fully equipoised. Second, in the transcendental ecstasy. Fully equipoised in the transcendental ecstasy. Third, of distress. Fourth, of material affection. So to figure this statement out will take an entire lifetime of practice. Fully equipoised in the transcendental ecstasy of the distress of material affection. That is a glimpse of the experience of Braj. No shanti shanti. The shanti is there, but different type. In Ashanti, the constant Ashanti, thinking about how to serve. Because naturally, if the servant is sleeping, how will master be protected? Right? Master is hungry and tells the servant, okay, give me food. He says, Shanti, tolerate the hunger. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam. Udropastavegam, and he gives a lecture on tolerating hunger. That is not the job description of the servant. And when he says, I am hungry, cook for me. Cook? Why should I cook? So therefore, servant by definition means he has always got to be in anxiety. So then, what about pleasure? I thought we are here for pleasure. I heard statement, chant Hare Krishna and, but before happy is what? And. That and includes many things. And that includes how we have to be constantly in the mood of thinking about serving the master. So therefore, when Yashoda Mai ties up Krishna, Balaramji comes there. And Balaramji looks at Krishna and says, hey, what is this? You got tied up? Who tied you? And Krishna looks at Balaramji and says, what is the use of you being elder brother? I am tied up like this. And you are making fun of me. Go and release me. Who tied you up? Are, who else? Yashoda Mai. Balaramji goes inside and shouts, who tied Krishna up? Who tied Krishna? Yashoda Mai comes out with a stick. And she says, I tied Krishna. What will you do? Balaramji says, do you know who is Krishna? Yashoda Mai says, who is Krishna? Balaramji says, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. Cause of all causes. Ram, Narsingh, Vamana, all the avatars came from him. Yashoda Mai says, who are you then? Balaramji says, me. I'm the first expansion of Krishna. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, these avatars come from me. Yashoda, my picked up the stick, looked at Balaram and said, all the avatars had to be born in my home only or what? If you speak anything more, I'll tie you up also. Balaramji goes running to Krishna and he says, I tried, but I failed. Yashoda Mai has tied you with Vatsalya Ras, and so with Sakya it cannot be untied. So Balaramji and Krishna participate in many, many pastimes in their Bal Leela. Athanyadapi Krishnasya Toka Charitamadbhutam Manusham Lokam Asadya Tata Jatim Anurundhata. Parikshit Maharaj says, we want to hear these pastimes of Krishna as a child because they are the most attractive and most relevant. When Krishna as a child, because practically everybody in this world has families and children and they have experience of reciprocating with children, protecting the children, nourishing the children, growing the children, educating the children, inculcating the right values and culture in the children, and the anxiety they have to go through, they can relate with the anxiety of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. Therefore, Krishna amongst all the avatars is the most relevant for human society. Otherwise, Narsingh Dev, he never had a Bal Leela. He only came to take away Bal of Hiranyakashipu. No Bal Leela. You know, you can't kind of have Makhan Chori Leela with Narsingh Dev. He's here to suck the blood. So therefore, Krishna and Balaram perform the pastimes to attract the attention of all the conditioned souls in human society to invoke the desire that for millions of lifetimes I have had relationships with millions of people, millions of positions, had millions of possessions, but can I give this one lifetime for even the semblance of a relationship with Krishna Balaram? And therefore it is better, it is more profitable to have an imperfect beginning, struggling, fledgling relationship with Krishna and Balaram than to have a perfect relationship with anything of this world without Krishna consciousness. That's the kind of mood which they are sharing. And then comes the Gocharan Leela, where Krishna and Balaram on Shuklashtami Kartikeshu Smrita Gopashtami Budhai. In Shukla Ashtami of Kartik, Gopashtami is celebrated. That is the day Krishna and Balaram, they took charge of the larger, the bigger cows. And so, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Nanda Maharaj did not believe in an artificial education system. He was in cowherd community. He trained Krishna and Balaram in Gocharan. And as Krishna is moving around with Balaramji in the forests of Braj, Krishna glorifies Balaramji. Aho ami deva varamararchitam padambujam te sumana falarhanam. O Balaramji, see all of these trees. They are offering respects at your lotus feet. They are offering their flowers. They are offering their fruits. Tamopahatyai. And they are all experiencing great distress that they are not able to come around, travel with you, because they have roots and they cannot move. So Krishna glorifies Balaramji saying, the trees are worshipping you, the bees are glorifying you, the peacocks are dancing in your glory, and Mother Earth feels so fortunate to be touched by you. In a whole series of verses he glorifies this. And at this time, Krishna and Balaram, they come to a spot which is known as and famous as Tala Van. Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibarhana. And the cowherd boys look at Krishna and Balaram and say, "Oh Krishna, oh Balaram, we are hungry. And we can smell the tala fruit which is growing on the trees here. Please, get us these tala fruits." So Krishna and Balaram say, "So what is the problem?" "Oh, there is this demon whose name is Dhenuka. He is in the form of a donkey. And he is preventing us. He will not eat the fruits. He will not allow others to eat the fruit. That is his donkey mentality. And therefore, we want you to help us." So, Dhenuka was actually an asura. And that asura was a descendant of Bali Maharaj. So, a descendant, the son of Bali Maharaj, he was enjoying with 10,000 girls. At that time, Durvasa Muni had come and cursed. That you are making noise like a donkey, become a donkey. So that's how he had become a donkey. But because Bali Maharaj had been promised by Lord Vishnu that he will not kill any of his descendants, so Krishna did not want to kill. So Krishna turned to Balaram and gave him the opportunity. "You kill. You go ahead." So Balaramji goes and starts shaking the tala trees. And Balaramji doesn't know what's going to happen. In the sense that he knows, but in that pastime he's just shaking and the tala fruits fall down. And by hearing the thud of the falling of that fruits, Dhenuka becomes activated. And Dhenuka comes rushing, wanting to attack Balaramji. And without warning, he hits Balaramji on his chest with his hind legs. And Balaramji is taken aback. And he said, "Oh, the cowherd boys spoke about fruits. There was no description of this attack." So Balaramji is taken aback. But then he recovers for that moment. And then he goes around and catches hold of Dhenuka's feet. Twirls Dhenuka's entire body over his head. And it is described that as he was doing that circumambulation above his head, by the force of that, Dhenuka left his body. And all Balaramji threw was the dead body of Dhenuka. And he threw it strategically to the tallest tree. So that when the tallest tree fell, the shorter trees also fell. And in no time, all of the tal fruits were on the ground for the cowherd boys to eat. That was done by Balaramji in one moment. But now, Balaramji killed Dhenuka. But the other associates of Dhenuka, they were also donkeys. They saw in front of their eyes how Balaramji has killed. But it didn't enter their system. So they came and attacked with great enthusiasm, both Krishna and Balaram. And so Krishna and Balaram, they decided, "Let us share this." So some donkeys Krishna killed, some donkeys Balaram killed. And the Bhagavatam describes all of these donkeys were multicolored. So it was a panoramic scene. And it is described that the dead donkeys were thrown and their bodies were hanging in different positions in the trees. And so Thakur Bhaktivinod says that Dhenuka represents the gross materialistic intelligence of discriminating between I, me and mine. Me and mine. Me and mine. And therefore, Dhenuka would not enjoy the tal fruit himself. But this Talavan is mine and I will not allow others also to enjoy. So that was the moment where Balaramji destroyed him. So when we have this conception of me and mine, we cannot connect spiritually. We cut ourselves off from others because we see us as different from others. So Krishna says in Gita, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So therefore, in spiritual life, we seek the power to serve. And we do offer every day Tulsi Arati, Brinda Devi, who gives us the power and allows us entry to serve. When my father met His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, for the first time, Maharaj asked him, so what were you doing? So he said, Maharaj, I was serving steel plant for almost 40 years. And Maharaj said, now you serve Tulsi plant. Because Tulsi Maharani will give you the power to serve. So when ISKCON was established in America, in a few years, in the early 70s, they have made a case against ISKCON that they are doing brainwashing. And Prabhupada was told about this. Prabhupada said, people don't know difference between body and soul. There is no brain only. Brainwashing will happen when there is brain. So we are not brainwashing, we are brain giving. But still there was a very serious case. And the president of the New York temple came to Prabhupada and said, what we'll do? Prabhupada said, well, we won't hire a lawyer. You only fight the case. He said, hey, I'm a college dropout. How will I fight the case? Prabhupada said, take my books in the courtroom. Keep the Srimad Bhagavatam in the courtroom. And you speak from the first canto, first chapter, first verse. Second day of the case, speak from the second verse. Third day, speak from the third verse. Convert the court case into Bhagavatam class. So Prabhupada's transcendental ideas were such that even that disciple, he followed it. And he was speaking from the Bhagavatam. Every day, after 7 days, the judge asked, how much more evidence you have? And the devotee said, I have spoken only 7. Total is 18,000 verses. So the judge got a little worried. So he called up his friend who was a Harvard Divinity professor and said, what do you think about these Swami Prabhupada's books? And he said, they are authentic. These books are authentic. And Hare Krishna is not a cult, it is a bona fide religion. So immediately the judge in the courtroom said, I have heard enough evidence. Now I am giving a verdict. The Hare Krishna is a bona fide religion and not a cult. And if you see His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj's book, that particular news clipping is also there when it was released. So therefore, when one is in the bodily conception of life, one is unable to appreciate the depth of spirituality and the purpose of spirituality. And so, Prabhupada also mentions that the burden of knowledge, many times, is not knowing the essence of that knowledge. You simply go on accumulating knowledge without knowing that essence. So, Krishna and Balaram continued performing pastimes, and they were now performing pastimes of playing with the cowherd boys, and Kamsa sent one demon. That demon took the form of a cowherd boy, and the name of that demon was Pralambasura. So Krishna and Balaram divided into two parties, and whoever would win would be carried by the loser. So Pralambasura was in the losing party, so he was carrying Balaramji. So as part of the game, he started running with Balaramji, and because he wanted to kill Balaramji, he went deep into the forest, and Balaramji was wondering, where is he taking me? It was not part of the game. But then, after some time, Balaramji realized what is happening. So at this time it is described, Pralambasura was considered so powerful, and he was sitting, he was having Balaramji sitting on his shoulders. Balaramji suddenly started increasing his weight. Tam udvahan dharani dharendra gauravam mahasuro vigataraya nijam papu. As he increased his weight, the speed of Pralambasur slowed down significantly. So, the demoniac power was curtailed by the Lord's mystic power. And at this time, Pralambasur manifested his entire demoniac body right in front of him. When he manifested that demoniac body, Balaramji became frightened. So the question is, oh, how can Balaramji become frightened? Why did he become frightened? First, Balaramji became frightened because he had to demonstrate the mood of a cowherd boy. Second, Pralambasur had appeared as one of the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna. And Krishna had accepted Pralambasur as his friend. So Balaramji was wondering, if Krishna has accepted Pralamba as his friend, am I allowed to kill him? Or should I check with Krishna? So he was kind of frightened. Third, since this demon was in disguise, the first anxiety which Balaramji got was, is this the only demon or is there another demon attacking my Krishna? So he became filled with anxiety for Krishna. And then he regained his memory. And then he realized, oh, this is Pralamba sent by Kamsa. And in that moment, Balaramji took his fist and hit hard on his collarbone. And that was the end of Pralambasura. Pralambasura represents the anartha of lusty inclinations for gross and subtle sex. He represents cunning and cheating propensity. He represents the greed for money and the desire to be worshipped. So one of the words which comes repeatedly in the Srimad Bhagavatam is nirvyalika. Nirvyalika means without pretension, without duplicity. Lord Chaitanya is patita pavan, not kapata pavan. So therefore, any semblance of a cheating propensity is not tolerated. Prabhupada was seeing one disciple was putting stamps on envelope using his saliva. He was taking the stamp, putting his saliva and placing it. Prabhupada looked at him and said, hey, this is not good. This is muchi. This is dirty. You should not use saliva. You should use some water. And Prabhupada told him, use a bowl of water. So, and Prabhupada left. So, he took a bowl of water and the disciple was putting stamps using that water. All the stamps were done. Only one stamp remained. But the water in the bowl was over. Now he started thinking, what should I do? He had two choices. He started thinking, who will get up and get water just for one stamp? For one stamp, I have my old technique. I am experienced in that. And most importantly, he looked around. Nobody was there. I can do this. Why? Nobody is seeing me. So at that moment, he took that last stamp and then put his tongue out, and as soon as he placed that stamp on the tongue, the door opened and Prabhupada was standing there. And Prabhupada said, I told you not to do this. He said, I didn't know you were going to come now. So, Nirvyalika means we may not have assets, we may not have skills, we may not have qualifications, we may not have expertise, but we need to have sincerity of purpose. Ami briddha jaratur likhite ka payakar manakichu smarane na hoye. No dekhiye noyane na shuniye shravane tabu likhi e bada bismay. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I am 90 years old. Nothing left. Likhite ka payakar, as I am writing, my hands are trembling, my eyes cannot see, my memory is failing me. Each and every pore in my body is paining. But tabu likhi, still I am writing. Why? Payajara agyadhan brajara vaishnavagan tara madhya mukhya horidas. Because the Vaishnavas have given me the instruction. So I am making my effort. So the sincerity and the simplicity of one's effort is more important than acquisition of skills. So Pralambasu represents duplicity, which is unfavorable, and that duplicity of Pralamba and the bodily consciousness of I, me and mine both have been reserved for Balaramji. Only through taking shelter of Guru, they can be destroyed. So how to overcome this? 5 steps. First, get realization. One must get the realization that my obstacles are very strong, my obstacles are detrimental for my bhakti, and my obstacles and anarthas are difficult to overcome. Step one, one has to get that realization. One should not think, hey, everybody is like that only. Everybody is full of lust only. So I am not so special. No, one should get the realization. Second, one must make enthusiastic effort. Third, one must have sustained humble effort. Because the effort will not bear fruit in a day. One has to sustain that. Fourth is, when Krishna sees, he shows mercy by awakening the mood of Sri Baladev in the devotee's heart. When Krishna sees that this devotee is following the gurus very sincerely, by serving the gurus, the Shiksha gurus and all the gurus, Krishna shows mercy by awakening that mood of Baldevji. And then the step 5 is the contaminations are instantly removed. And so Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, the methods of the process of purification are very deep and mysterious, and it is necessary to learn about them directly from Guru. Shushyantim rudatim ekam dhyana shoka parayanam dukkhasyantam na pashyantim ramam ramam anushruta anubrata. Beautiful words in Ramayana. When Sita Devi is in Ashok Vatika, she is experiencing 6 different negative emotions upon her. Shushyantim, she is emaciated. Rudatim, she is crying. Ekam, she is lonely. Dhyana parayana, her mind is filled with thoughts of uncertainty. Shoka parayana, she is completely dedicating to distress, lamentation. Dukkhasyantam na pashyantim, and she cannot see the end of her dukkha. These are the 6 negative circumstances in which she is in Ashok Vatika. But what is her external appearance and what is her experience? Ramam. She is blissful. In the midst of the ocean of distress, She is an island of joy, peace, serenity. Why? Ramam Anuvrata. Because she is accepting everything as the will of Rama. And that is the only way to be happy. When we see things as the will of the Lord and decide how I can participate in facilitating and supporting the will of Krishna. So on the occasion of Balaram Jayanti, let us offer our prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Balaramji, that my dear Lord Balaram, please empower us that we can serve Lord Krishna the way you have demonstrated. To serve Krishna with loyalty, to serve Krishna without any abhimana, to serve Krishna without any apradha, to serve Krishna with the desire to purify our anarthas, to serve Krishna with complete absorption and dedication. Only Lord Balaramji can empower us to do that. And today on the occasion of Balaram Jayanti, as Srila Prabhupada said, whenever you have any problem in life, just come in front of the deities of Balaramji and express to Balaramji, my dear Lord Balaram, I am having this big problem and big issue in my life because of which I am not able to serve Krishna properly. Please take care of this. As soon as we offer this prayer, rest assured that Balaramji will make sure that all those obstacles in our service to Krishna are overcome and we are actually able to serve Krishna to our heart's content. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So we can now stand up for aarti.
Jayo Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jayo Krishna Balaram. Jayo Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jayo Krishna Balaram. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham.
Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham.
Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Nama
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta
Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine
Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Krishna Chaitanya
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
everyone.
Hare Rama, Hare
Balaram.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Jai Balaram,
Krishna Krishna,
everyone. everyone chant.
Dance.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna Kanaiya
Bala Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Bala Krishna Kanaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Ja Bhaiya
Krishna Kanaiya
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya, Krishna Kanaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya.
Dao Ji Ka Bhaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Bala Makana Churaiya,
Krishna Kanaiya,
Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Everyone chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna
Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
oh Krishna
Balaram,
Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
oh Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram Oh Vrindavana Dham Jaya Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Bolo Krishna Balaram
Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Jaya Vrindavana Dham
Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Oh Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Hare Krishna
Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి నిదాయ్ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే హరే కృష్ణ